Psalm 34, verse 3, it says, O magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together. Then turn to Psalm 138. And I want to look at verse 2, Psalm 138 and verse 2. I will worship toward your holy temple and praise your name for your kindness and truth. For you have magnified your word above all your name. Then turn with me to Philippians chapter 2. And I want to look at verses 9 and 10. Philippians chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. Wherefore God also has highly exalted him and given him a name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven, in earth, and in the subterranean world, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Isaiah 26:3 says, you will keep him in... Actually, the Hebrew is interested. It says, peace, peace. It's translated, perfect peace. You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you, whose mind takes hold of you, is actually what it's saying. So the Lord will keep a person in complete peace whose mind stayed on him. Now, those scriptures that I've spoken to you are really the foundation for what we want to talk to you about this morning. And I believe the Holy Spirit's going to say what He has to say. He's the teacher anyway. But the exhortation is magnify the Lord. And actually, when you look at with me together, it's united. In other words, let's do this together. And I got to thinking about that. Let's magnify the Lord as a family. Let's magnify the Lord as a church. Let's magnify the Lord as a nation. Let's do it together. Let's get united and let's magnify the Lord. Magnify the Lord with me. And then let's lift His name up. That's what exalt is actually to lift up. And if you think about it, in the last several years, His name has not been lifted up, but pushed down. And the church has been guilty of it because they've danced to the music of the world. And when the world says, we don't want to hear the name, the church says, oh, I'm sorry, I don't want to offend you. Well, if the name of Jesus offends you, get your heart right with God. I do not apologize for the name of Jesus. It is the name above every name. And I can tell you this, you will bow to that name. No exceptions. Everybody in every being in heaven, every being in earth, and every spirit in the subterranean world will bow to the name of Jesus. God has already made the declaration. Well, why not magnify that name today? Why not bow to that name today? Why not exalt the Lord today? See, in Philippians 2, did I ever read it? I did? Okay. Sometimes I get it going in my head and I don't know if I told you or not. But note what he says, that the name is above every name, every name. But yet in Psalm 138 verse 2, he says, Lord, you magnified your word above your name. Now I want you to think about it. That name's exalted. How much has God exalted His Word? You know, there's a lot of emphasis, and please listen very carefully to what I'm saying. I am in no way, form or fashion, minimizing the name of Jesus. I highly exalt and lift the name. But I want to highly exalt and lift the Word that God says is above His name. It's the Word that took on the flesh, and the flesh took on the name. You with me? The Word became flesh, and God named that body Jesus. You follow me? It seems like there's a lot of problems and a lot of situations, unpleasant situations going on. Have you noticed that? And that the calls you get are generally not positive calls. Let me just put it that way. People are giving you the report of the world, how bad a situation, how bad a circumstance is, a medical report, or whatever. So the problem is being magnified above the name. And the more you magnify it, the bigger it gets. You understand there are different powers of of magnification. You can magnify it a little, or you can make it huge. The more you talk your problem, the bigger your problem becomes. And the bigger your problem becomes, the smaller you see God. It's not necessarily that you deny God. It's not necessarily that you deny that God couldn't. But because of the magnification of the problem, you don't see God doing it. It's too big. Now, we dare not say that a problem's too big for God, just blatantly. But yet in our conversation with other people, in our interaction with other people, we convey the message that this problem's too big. People get a report and start planning for the funeral. What if you magnified the name? What if you magnified the word above the name? Which simply means this: what if I took this word literally and believed it applied to me personally, and believed that God couldn't lie and that that word would come to pass in my life? What would happen if I just stayed focused on the word, not the problem? The problem will start diminishing. And the peace comes. God has designed His word to bring a complete peace in our life. Not a little worry, a little anxiety, a little peace, but a complete peace which is unexplainable in the midst of crisis, in the midst of situations and circumstances. You're at peace, genuinely at peace. I'm not talking about ignoring. I'm talking about having God so magnified that God is above the problem. And what problem's too hard for God? None. But isn't it interesting how we make these problems much larger than God? And how in the course of a day, we'll talk more about the problem than we will about God. That must change. That has to change. If anybody should be talking the Word of God, and anybody should be exalting the name of Jesus, it should be the body of Christ. Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Now you understand, this is a man making a statement, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, when the gospel was not popular. It could get you beaten, it could get you killed, it can get you thrown in prison. It wasn't a very popular thing, and he says, I am not ashamed. Why? Because I know it's the power of God. Do you know that? Do you know that? God has given us good news through the name of Jesus and through the Word of God. Do we know that all the power that you and I need to operate with in this world is available through what God has given us, through the name, through the Spirit, and through the Word? But what do we have magnified? Magnify the Lord. Magnify the Lord. I could say, magnify the Word of God. Magnify the name of Jesus. The Scriptures say every knee must bow. And the Scriptures also say His Word's magnified above His name. Exalted above the name, right? You magnified your Word above the name. And the name is above every other name. I'm finding that our problem is not the problems, but are not believing the Word of God. We're not exercising our authority through the name of Jesus. We're not taking our stand on the Word of God and staying there, refusing to move when this, that, or the other report comes. We stay with the Word. We stay at peace. So I'm going to fix my mind on You. And because my mind's fixed on You, my trust is in You, not in all these circumstances. I believe that people don't even realize what they're doing, good people, but they're exercising more faith in the problem than they are in God. And because they're facing the problem ends up beating them up or destroying them or taking them out. God said magnify. Now, you know what magnification is. It's just making something big in your eyes. Right? So what's God saying? Get me big in your eyes. As a matter of fact, in your eyes, I should be the largest thing there is. You should focus on me. You understand when you magnify something, you focus on that particular thing. You take a magnifying glass, you're focused on a smaller object. You take a telescope, you're focused on an object. You take a rifle scope, you're focused on an object. You with me? God wants us focused on Him. God wants Him to be the object of our life, to where we just zeroed in on Him and we seem big, bigger than anything that touches our life. So when the temptation comes to dwell on this, you say, this is bigger. This is more powerful. This already has that defeated. So instead of focusing on defeat, I'm going to look up and focus on victory. He talked about looking toward the temple. I was just reading this week, daily reading, how in the Revelation, how the temple was seen in heaven, and even the Ark of the Covenant that Moses patterned after, you understand, was seen. So where's the temple? It's in heaven. So where should I be looking? I should be looking up, not out. Worshiping this way. You understand? Let's magnify the name. Let's magnify the word. Let's understand that God has given us tools. But unless we use the tools, the job doesn't get done. I've been listening to this little song on YouTube that really caught my attention. It's just simply called The Toolbox. And I could relate to it from my dad, and I could relate to it from my son. You know, put the tools up. Take care of the tools. And the line in the song says, take good care of your tools and they'll take good care of you. And with common sense and help from God above, there's nothing in the world that you can't fix with the right tools. With the right tools, common sense, and help from God, the problems of our life can be fixed. Listen, we have the tools. Take care of the tools. Now, I'm not talking about just don't let dust get on the Bible. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about keeping this tool alive on the inside of you to where it's sharp. You understand? Don't wait till you go to cut wood to sharpen the saw. Have it sharp when you get there. And a lot of people wait till they get in a crisis situation to pull out the tool and try to get sharp with the tool. God wants us to stay sharp with it. Take good care of it. Pay attention to the Spirit of God. Pay attention to the authority of the name. Pay attention to the power God's vested in the name and in His Word. Get it magnified. You with me? Get it magnified. Is there any problem bigger than God? No, there is not. But that problem can seem bigger than God if we don't think about God and we don't get God exalted, we don't focus on Him, what will happen is we lose our peace. You know, I was thinking about this. I used to, as a kid, I loved Westerns. And a lot of times the sheriff was referred to as a peacemaker or even a weapon, a peacemaker or a peace officer. So you and I have a peace officer with authority above everyone. Now we can cooperate with Him and bring Him on the scene and let Him exercise authority over everything else. We see Him so big that He's unstoppable. Or we can magnify these situations and circumstances and exalt these demons that are harassing everybody. Or we can't arrest them. You understand? We have the power to bring them under arrest. But it's up to us what we do with that. If I magnify him, I'm not going to do it. I'll be afraid of him. What good is a police officer going to the scene of a crime if he's afraid of the criminal? We have a problem. And that's what's wrong with the church. The church goes on scenes of crime all the time and they're afraid of the criminal because God's not magnified in their lives, and we're not bringing things under subjection as God wants us to. So he said, magnify me. Get me big in you. If we'll get God big in us, God will be big through us. We talk about these guys, how God used them. Why did God use them? Because they were focused. They saw God as big and strong and mighty, powerful. They didn't see the devil as the powerful one. They saw God as the powerful one. I was thinking about in Isaiah and in Ezekiel, how we read and we talk about Satan and all this. But anyway, he's talking about the king of Tyrus, the prince of Tyrus, and all that. But the ultimate fall, and I actually believe it's referring to Nebuchadnezzar at this particular point, says, is this? In other words, he's cast down. He's defeated. He's died like everyone else, okay? Is this the one that made the earth tremble? You've got to be kidding me. This little guy? But you understand, Nebuchadnezzar put fear in their hearts. It should be God putting reverential fear in our hearts rather than the devil putting fear in our hearts. And the determining factor is who I choose to fear, God or the devil. Will I revere God or will I exalt the devil? I can magnify the Lord and tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Or I can magnify the enemy and let him walk on me. It's a choice. If you can't read the fine print, and you need to, and you don't, whose fault is it? Yours, I'll answer it for you. Because you could get help. You could get a magnifying glass. There's some of you in here right now that have magnifying glasses. Right? Why are you wearing them? So you can see. Right? Well, why not get our spiritual magnifying glasses on so we can see God as who He is? And you get in this Word, it'll start magnifying the Lord. You get big. You understand? You start seeing the Creator as the Creator. And instead of concerning yourself with the creation, you'll concern yourself with the Creator. You'll see Him much bigger. And the Creator has power over what He's created. And you understand that God's not out of control today. There are a lot of men that think they're in control. Pharaoh thought he was in control. But God brought him down. You understand? He could bring an individual down, he could bring a nation down. But I can tell you one thing, every knee will bow. We could do it voluntarily, or we can do it out of necessity. Magnify the Lord. You start getting the Lord big in your eyes, your knees stay bowed. Your heart stays bowed. You stay humble before the Lord. and you start realizing the awesomeness of God. You ever just think during the day just how good God is to you? I mean, that should be a practice for a believer. Just reminding yourself how, God, you're so good to me. Even the small details of life, you've shown interest in me. You've taken care of these things that other people may think are insignificant, but you knew that mattered to me. And you start seeing him big. And the beauty of this is he can take care of me, he can take care of you, and millions of other people all at the same time. Now that takes a big God. Right? He's big. He's everywhere. Where isn't God? Where can't God come on the scene? You with me? He lives in you. But what if you don't see it? Then he won't be big in you. But if you'll see him in you for who he is, he'll live big through you. Amen? So let's magnify the Lord. Let's exalt his name together. And let's keep that word highly exalted in our lives. Amen? I believe that's the message I'm supposed to convey to you this morning. Magnify the Lord. That's a command. Amen.